A comeback of sorts for Mitt Romney.
Thanks so much. Good to see you. Thanks so much.
Oh, boy.
Romney won the latest caucus vote in Maine over Representative Ron Paul of Texas. He also won a test vote of conservative activists in Washington after touting a conservative record as governor of Democratic-leaning Massachusetts.
And I fought against long odds in a deep blue state, but I was a severely conservative Republican governor.
Romney is pushing hard for conservative support because of the challenge from former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Social conservatives are flocking to Santorum in the wake of his recent victories in three contests. And Santorum made his own pitch to conservatives meeting in Washington.
It's going to take ideas, vision, contrast, a record of accomplishment that can go up against the failed policies of Barack Obama. That's the winner.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich also appealed for support at the conservative conference. He was critical of candidates from what he called the Republican establishment, a veiled blast at Romney.
Because they don't have the toughness, they don't have the commitment, and they don't have the philosophy necessary to build a majority in this country.
Romney continues to struggle to win over some conservatives looking for passion, says analyst John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center.
I think he suffers from a bit of a lack of enthusiasm for him, but I don't think that most of the base thinks he would be a very bad nominee. They're still considering their options. They have some preferred choices.
Fortier says Romney's strongest argument remains that he's the most electable candidate.
The Republicans have some differences, but they tend to agree that they would like Barack Obama out of office, and that can be a much more unifying factor when one gets further down the road in the primaries.
Candidates are now preparing for the next round of primaries at the end of the month, and 10 more contests to be held in one day on so-called Super Tuesday, March 6th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.